coming up this Wednesday and Thursday, it'll be Leading with Power, the monthly men's luncheon in La Crosse on Wednesday, and then up in the Eau Claire area at the Eagles Club in Lake Halley on Thursday. This month's speaker is going to be Jeff Benrood. Jeff is a retired U.S. Army Special Operations vet, and he served in the military for 25 years. He was involved in over 700 combat missions. He has been in Iraq 13 times and Afghanistan twice and over 35 other countries. He also is involved in racing in the Baja in Mexico, and we have Jeff on the line with us. Hello, Jeff.
Hello. Glad to be here.
And you are a Wisconsin native, is that right?
I am, yep. Born in La Crosse and then moved to the Eau Claire area as a youngster and lived in Altoona and graduated from Altoona High School in 1988.
And after that, you went into the military, where you served in what capacity?
Yeah, joined the military right after high school, tried out for and made it to the 2nd Ranger Battalion out of Fort Lewis, Washington. Did that for about 5 years. Then I was a Ranger school instructor, real tough school, five-phase deal through Fort Benning, Georgia, Eglin Air Force Base, Florida, where I was stationed. Desert phase, and then a mountain phase in Dahlonega, Georgia. Did that for about 3 years. And after that, I was accepted to and went to flight school, and I flew helicopters for a while. And, you know, it's one of the things I'll talk about with the group. You know, it absolutely was not what I was meant to do. I had good grades, and I was the first guy to solo in the class, but I just knew that this is not what I wanted to do for the next 20 years. So I gave up my commission, got my enlisted rank back, and said, just send me to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where I tried out for a very elite Special Ops unit, which I was successful in making, and I spent almost 16 years in that unit, retiring about just over 3 years ago.
I know there's a lot of specifics at that time you can't tell us, but what, like, big life lessons did you learn through those years of experience?
One of the leadership lessons came to the unit, and I had an absolute micromanager for a team leader. You know, when it gets to the point where people just want to shut down, no pride of ownership and anything, where you're just waiting on somebody to tell you what to do. And, you know, so when I came to the leadership position, I kind of did 180 up from that guy, and, you know, was a very successful leader in that unit, and that served me well. That was a big one.
Any other life lessons that you can think of or parallels that you can make?
I'll say this, when it's your day, it's your day. I did have a couple teammates killed, and I countless times where it was very close to me. In fact, at one point in time, I fell 30 feet crossing in between two buildings in downtown Baghdad. Ladder gave way, or crossing over the rooftops, and landed on concrete and was knocked out, but was able to walk away a few minutes later. Had a little small brain hemorrhage, but was doing missions like 4 days later. And I'm just convinced of that. You know, Lord knows when your day is, and you can kind of go into things kind of fearlessly that way. You know, we're not necessarily tempting him, but when it's your day, it's your day. That's huge for me.
Yeah, he wasn't done with you, was he? And when he is, that'll be our time then, right?
That's absolutely right.
The Leading with Power is open to men throughout the community, all ages, all different places in their lives. And the design of it is to encourage and challenge men to be godly husbands and fathers, leaders in the community and leaders in the workplace, as well as leaders in the church. What message will you be bringing to the guys this coming week?
Well, this all started with the Baja 1000. So a big sponsor of mine, Multicam, they make camouflage uniforms for a lot of the special ops guys. They sent a film crew down with me to Mexico and film pre-running, and they do a real nice video. In fact, if anyone's interested, you can find it online. Just type in Multicam Baja 1000. My name will show up there. Somebody saw this video. In fact, his name is Bill Prindle out of Eau Claire, and asked if I would come and speak to Leading with Power. So that's kind of how it started. Yeah, I felt kind of called to do this. So, you know, I'll talk about the Baja 1000 a little bit. I'll talk about some war stories, and one of the messages will be submitting to our Lord, raising our hands and, you know, asking him what he wants out of our lives. And it's really hard to fail when you do that if you follow him. And that's going to be the big message for me. I mean, you know, you can have a great life, and it's not necessarily about money or anything else, but it's that inner peace and joy. And, you know, you're following him and know that you're doing what he wants you to do. And it's, you know, and then just not being a wishy-washy Christian either. You know, I mean, and I've done that in the past. I've lived it. All these things I've been on both sides of, so I can kind of, relate to these guys, I think.
Mm. you know, you use the word submission, and you're talking about being this racing guy and this military guy and this special ops guy, this manly man, but yet you're talking about submitting and following the Lord. How do you work that out in your life?
Well, I truly believe that he chose me to do those things. You know, he sent me to Iraq over and over again, and he allowed me and gave me the gifts to make this very specialized unit. You know, and there's a lot of really great Christian guys in that unit. You know, and then I've met some really good buddies that are kind of atheistic, and, you know, and I work on these guys. They're the kind of guys where if you knocked on their door, they'd kind of tell you to screw off. But, you know, they respect me and they know me, and, you know, and they're more apt to kind of listen to the message. You know, we can glorify his name in really anything that we do, can't we?
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, there's a lot of guys today maybe who have grown up without a father figure. They don't really know. You know, society tells us so many conflicting messages about what manhood is. And a lot of guys just don't even know. What does it mean and how do I do that? What message would you have for the guys? What challenge do you have for the guys? What's the biggest need that you see in men today?
Well, just being a good husband, a good father, you know, for those that are married, being an honest guy. You know, we had a saying at the unit, and it was never be late, light, or out of uniform. You know, if you're just never late for something, I mean, you're ahead of 80% of the population out there, you know, and just give your best. Give 100% in everything that you do.
Yeah, I think that's a challenge that men need to take to heart. And I think that's very wise in knowing that, you know what, we have to give God our all and be all in for him. And whether it's being at home, you know, as a, like you said, a godly husband, a godly father, being in the community, in the workplace. Is there anything that you miss about the military?
Yeah, you know, the camaraderie, a lot of like-minded individuals. You know, and actually, I'll be honest, I kind of missed the combat. It was exciting. You know, and there's a rush to it, and especially now with these, you know, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and I mean, these are the nastiest of the nasty. Yeah, so I mean, I do. I miss kind of engaging these guys on the battlefield. You know, and some may say, how can that be Christian-like? Well, you know, I mean, you know, there are enemies of God, and I truly believe it's an enemy against our faith, for one. And, yeah, you know, guys rose up lots of armies and King David and everybody else to put down the evil that's out there. And we absolutely have to do that, or, you know, they're coming for us.
And that is a battle on so many levels today, isn't it? You look at the spiritual battle going on in society today, and it seems like there's an all-out war against Christianity, against biblical truth and biblical principles. So that is a battle that we are all engaged in one level or another. Well, Jeff, before I let you go, why don't you give an invitation out to the guys who you'd like to come and join you Wednesday in La Crosse or Thursday up in Lake Halley at the Eagles Club.
You know, and there's another one, too, on the 11th in Wausau at the Greenwood Hills Country Club at 11 o'clock.
That's right.
Sing it. Yep.
Yeah, Leading with Power is growing and expanding beyond our local listening area. And I think there's one coming up in Iowa and in different places as well. So I think there's a real need for Leading with Power. You know, guys are hungry for this kind of fellowship and this teaching and this camaraderie that you were talking about that is found at Leading with Power each month.
Come on out to any of these events. You know, it's a free lunch. You know, you get to listen to a speaker talk for an hour or so, and you know, the worst thing that happened is, you got fed. So, yeah, hopefully you guys can come out.
Yeah, good meal, good fellowship, and just good teaching. And you mentioned that camaraderie, and that really hit me with Leading with Power, is because I think that's one of the keys that's making it successful and making it grow, is that men are finding, so often they feel isolated, and they're finding that camaraderie through Leading with Power. Well, Jeff, thank you so much, and just pray that God will give you the words to speak on Wednesday and Thursday, and then also on the 11th, and that he will use you mightily to challenge and help equip these men who will be attending.
Absolutely. Thank you, Darla. I appreciate the opportunity. God bless you, and have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Again, that is Leading with Power. It's coming up Wednesday in La Crosse, meeting in the Cargill Room from 11:45 until 1 p.m. And then on Thursday at the Eagles Club in Lake Halley from 11:45 until 1. You've been hearing from this month's speaker. It's Jeff Benrood. And retired U.S. Army Special Operations vet, and he will be sharing this Wednesday and Thursday. Hey, you can make your reservations and find out more on their website. That's at leadingwithpower.org. Again, leadingwithpower.org, open to all men throughout our local listening area. Thanks again, Jeff. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.